The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Tuesday, May Day, Commie Day, May 1st, 2018. I'm looking over Benji Netanyahu's big claim of that, hey, Iran, it's continued with its nuclear weapons, and, you know, it's something's got to be done about these people because they're not abiding by any treaty or the deal that was set up. I think it was in 2015, under Obama. And apparently Iran has stuck by that. There has been the atomic energy people in there doing inspections. And let us not forget that Israel, along with the United States, use Stuxnet. How do you pronounce that, Mikey? Stuxnet. At any rate, it was a virus that they downloaded into the computer systems that Iran had that were overlooking and controlling their centrifuges. And basically what they did was they damn near blew up many facilities. They basically destroyed them. Now, it was not proven whether they were making bomb materials or not. But, again, it's Iran, the bad guys, Syria, the bad guys. How many more countries we have to go through? Not too many. And this asset is trying to push us to war. I'm wondering when the United States is going to step away from Benji Netanyahu. You know, and I'm not quite buying this blackmail thing. There's something more afoot here. And I've been reaching out and reading, and I've been doing a lot of, and nobody seems to know. They have suggestions of several possibilities, but they just don't know. They're surmising. Well, on his PowerPoint presentation, amazing stuff. Let me back up here, because the claim has been made. Now, you saw a little bomb that he drew, a little round bomb, and the fuse was lit at the UN. Yeah, okay, I saw that. And, they were at the first stage, and they're 90% complete on the second stage, and it just is not there. All of this, and here's what really grabs me. Do they think that people are not watching? Do they actually think, and this was a PowerPoint presentation, by the way, for the U.S., I was watching, and they were cutting away to Benjamin Netanyahu, and, well, he's speaking Jewish. And, you know, we'll if he does anything in English, we'll cut back. No, they already knew this presentation was going to be in English. And it wasn't 30 seconds into his introduction for his dog and pony show. He launched right into it, and it was off and running. That was a propaganda piece that the networks here in this country, they were alerted, pick this thing up, yeah, it'll be in English, and run with the entire thing. And they did, without commercial. And a lot of these instances, you know, when it's really important, somebody might be countering what somebody is claiming to be the truth. Isn't it funny how many satellite problems they have? And, oh, well, we lost the feed, and we'll see if we can reestablish. Well, they never do. Because if they don't like what they're hearing, they just cut the damn feed and tell you they lost it. Now, just to run through this, and people are looking at Netanyahu now, and he's going, oh, there he goes again, crying wolf about Iran's nuclear weapons. Back in 1984, that's how far back this goes, West German intelligence sources claim that Iran's production of a bomb is entering its final stages. And of course, U.S. Senator Alan Cranston claims Iran is 7 years away from making a weapon. In 1992, Israel parliamentarian Benjamin Netanyahu tells his colleagues that Iran is 3 to 5 years from being able to produce a nuclear weapon. 3 years later, in 1995, the New York Times reports the U.S. and Israel officials fear Iran is much closer to producing nuclear weapons than previously thought, less than 5 years away. Netanyahu, of course, claimed the time frame was 3 to 5 years. This is 1995. The following year, it's 96, Israeli Prime Minister Shimon Peres claims Iran will have nuclear weapons in 4 years. 2 years later, in 1998, Donnie Rumsfeld. Remember that wonderful guy? There are knowns and there are unknowns. Former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld claims Iran could build an ICBM capable of reaching the U.S. within 5 years. Now let me stop and digress for a second here, because if you think about this logically, what they're claiming is threat, or the potential threat, or the political temperature at the time, and who they might be aggressive to, or aggress upon, I guess you could say. Could you imagine either Saddam Hussein in Iraq launching a nuclear weapon at the United States? He had a lot of hardware, but his military was not that great. We went over there, dusted him up pretty good, and it was pretty much over. We should have just gave him a hanky and said, here, clean your bloody nose. We're going home now. That's just a sample of what we'll do in the future. And this was all started with Saddam Hussein found out that people were stealing his oil. So here we go again. Oh, they're going to... Iran's going to create a nuclear weapon and shoot it at who? At Israel? If you shot off a nuclear weapon at Israel, the response to that would be a fireball to encapsulate and incinerate Iran. Same thing with the United States. Unless a country collectively wanted to commit suicide, well, that would be the best way to do it. In 1999, Israeli military officials claim that Iran will have a nuclear weapon within 5 years. See, this is going all the way back to 1984, and here we are up to 2001. 4 years. Every year or every other year, it was 4 years or three. In 2002, Our trustworthy buddies down at Langley warns the danger of nuclear weapons from Iran is higher than during the Cold War because its missile capability has grown more quickly than expected since 2000, putting it on par with North Korea. And there's another example. Kim Jong-un. Here's a guy that's farting around with missiles, had a nuclear weapon. Okay, what am I going to do with this? Commit national suicide? I think somebody posed a question to him, said, you know, all these years have been fearing being invaded. But if you were to use one of these nuclear weapons, that would mean the end of you and your entire country. That's what happens when you're outgunned. 2002, CIA's in there, warning, oh, yeah. 2003, a high-ranking Israeli military official tells the Knesset that Iran will have the bomb by 2005, and that was only 17 months away. In 2006, State Department official claims that Iran may be capable of building a nuclear weapon in 16 days. Whoa! 2 years later, in 2008, an Israeli general tells the cabinet that Iran is halfway to enriching enough uranium to build a nuclear weapon and will have a working weapon no later than the end of 2010. Israeli Prime Minister, Defense Minister Ehud Barak, in 2009, estimated that Iran is 6 to 18 months away from building an operative nuclear weapon. Jeez, they work mighty slowly, don't they? 2010. Israel's decision makers believe that Iran is almost, at most, 1 to 3 years away from being able to assemble a nuclear weapon. Now, the IAEA, in 2011, their report indicated that Iran could build a nuclear weapon within months. That was a fictional report. The IAEA never made any such claim, because here was the guys that were in there doing the inspecting. They knew better. And in 2013, Israeli intelligence officials claimed Iran could have a bomb by 2015 or 2016. Now it was within months or days, and now it's years, but same old stuff. Same old stuff. I've got a video clip of him talking about Saddam Hussein back in 2002, claiming all the weapons of mass destruction. Now, I don't know who cooked up this fairy tale, whether it was the U.S. They used that excuse, or it was actually Israel and the Mossad. Hard to tell them apart nowadays. But one is always scamming and the other one's backing it up. In 2002, Netanyahu said on Iraq, "There is no question whatsoever that Saddam is seeking and is working and is advancing towards the development of nuclear weapons. No question whatsoever." Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he had weapons of mass destruction. It wasn't nuclear. It was chemical and biological. No, he didn't. And then here's the Knesset asset of the world out there claiming that, oh, Saddam Hussein is he's advancing towards development of nuclear weapons. No question whatsoever. And who's doing the questioning of the guy making the statements? Nobody. Nobody. If they are, it's quiet whispers behind closed doors, not meant for public consumption. You would think, try to get your mind wrapped around this one. You would think, after 16 years, trillions of dollars, millions of Middle Eastern countries, 4 million? 4 million? Trillions of dollars, the longest war we've ever been, a non-declared war, I might add, that we've ever been involved in, with no clear mission statement, or just out there fighting the terrorist. And, you know, for every innocent person, you got somebody left behind that has an attitude because you're in there killing their family members. You're killing community. You're blowing cities off the face of the map. You're eradicating their culture, their society. Do you think maybe they might get a little edge on? You think they might be a little upset? Some are suggesting that this, and this would have to be with South Korea and Kim Jong-un's cooperation, that somehow that this reunification of the North and South Korea is a weapon of a mass distraction type to deflect what? Away from things that are wrong in this country? And what are we trying to fix overseas? We're not trying to fix a damn thing. We're just creating more chaos, more debt, more death. How can you have a resolution when you don't even understand the problem? You don't even understand that you are the problem. Wow, blind man shooting at the world. This was old Benny Netanyahu. Back in 2000, I think this was 2002, and he was live on C-SPAN. Mike, pot, please. Oh, my media could not play. Okie dokie. That's because somebody embedded it. At any rate, Max Blumenthal tweeted out, never mind, Mike. He says, as usual, Israel is waging an information war to push the U.S. into a real one on its behalf. Now, 1990, this was Benjamin Netanyahu in 1990 urging the U.S. to carry out a war of regime change against Iraq to destroy Saddam's non-existent nuclear program.
Now, here's Brian.
All right, Willard, thanks. On close-up this morning, Israel and the Gulf crisis.
Brian
For the
Gumbel,
past four months,
way.
Israel has maintained a low profile as tensions in the Persian Gulf have escalated. But now, with Secretary of State Baker scheduled to meet with Saddam Hussein in Baghdad and Iraqi Foreign Minister Tariq Aziz due to go to the White House, there are indications that Israel may be reevaluating its position. Israeli Deputy Foreign Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in our Tel Aviv studios this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I trust you've heard the report out of Iraq that Saddam Hussein has called for the lifting of all restrictions on all foreigners. What's your view of that development?
Well, I've just heard it, but it's long overdue. He shouldn't have done it in the first place. He certainly shouldn't be rewarded for rescinding a criminal act. He just should not do it.
You do view it as a positive development?
I think it's good if we have innocent people taken out of the way and brought home. But I don't think that Saddam Hussein should be rewarded. You know, the typical symptom here is that you have a gangster or somebody acting like a gangster taking people, holding them by the throats, threatening to kill them, and then releasing them, and everybody goes bonkers over gratitude. He deserves no gratitude. He simply should do what is humanly decent and responsible.
But has it not removed in your mind what might have been for some a valid reason for going to war?
Oh, I don't want to get into the question of war. I think there's the question here is not war. The question here is what are the objectives of the international coalition led by the United States? We understand these objectives to be the removal or the reversal of Iraqi aggression against Kuwait, but equally to ensure an order of stability and peace in our region after that departure takes place from Kuwait. We support those goals, and we hope the United States can achieve them. If it can achieve them peacefully, so much the better.
You say you don't want to talk of war, but no less than Shimon Peres has said that the appearance is that Israel is trying to push the United States into war. And there's a report out of Jerusalem that Israel is demanding a commitment from the United States that America put an end to the Iraqi military threat.
I don't know about these reports. I do know what our policy is. We share, in fact, the policy with the United States. Because, you see, what is threatened by Iraq is not just Israel. Everybody is threatened by Iraq. If Saddam Hussein maintains, if he devours that prey and keeps it, he will go after other prey. If he gets out of Kuwait but remains with his war machine intact, who can say that tomorrow or a year or two from now he won't turn on some other target? It may not be Israel. It may be somebody else in the region. It could be Turkey. It could be Saudi Arabia again. It could be anyone. So the question is really, how do we neutralize the threat posed by this vast war machine that Iraq has in the wake of the Gulf crisis.
Are you denying that Foreign Minister Levy translated a message to U.S. Ambassador Brown that, in effect, asked for a U.S. commitment to end the Iraqi military threat?
Well, I don't get into diplomatic conversations, but I think I've stated our policy, and I think it's very much your policy. That is, the question is really, how do we ensure that these weapons of destruction, these missiles, these chemical weapons, the nuclear program that is fast accelerating in Iraq, that these do not pose a threat in the aftermath of the crisis, assuming he gets out of Kuwait? This is an issue for the entire international community. And again, if this can be done by peaceful means, we support it.
How concerned are you, sir, about the scheduled face-to-face meetings involving President Bush, Saddam Hussein, and their top advisor?
We listen, Brian.
Enough of that. You heard it. His nuclear program. Oh, his weapons of mass destruction. His chemical weapons. The threat. There was no... These are the often repeated lies that go unchallenged. It's the narrative, the United States and Israel. They both have the same message. And nobody, and I mean nobody, how do you threaten a country that's got the ability to shove a nuclear weapon right up the old wazoo, no matter where you're at in the Middle East? How does a conventional war threaten Israel? It doesn't. Do you think for one moment, if that were to happen, that Israel would not launch a full-out offensive nuclear attack against any one of these countries? They understand, when I say they, I mean the Middle Eastern countries, understand what Israel's threat really is. Well, somebody took a look at this little bizarre performance that conjured memories of the former National Security Advisor Colin Powell's infamous weapons of mass destruction speech in 2002. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday theatrically deployed props and PowerPoint slides in an attempt to distort facts and convince his audience of one, U.S. President Donald Trump, that Iran is failing to comply with its nuclear accord. No, they are not. Iran lied big time. After signing the nuclear deal in 2015, Netanyahu claimed from a stage in Tel Aviv, dramatically unveiling shelves of disc and binders that he insisted contain conclusive proof that Iran is still pursuing nukes. Now, Netanyahu made much of the incriminating blueprints, incriminating photos, incriminating videos, and more. He supposedly revealed for the first time on Monday. Critics argued that the Israeli Prime Minister's evidence largely consisted of old information that has been repackaged for political purposes but does nothing to undermine the nuclear accord. In fact, according to the National Iranian American Council, President Tetra Parsi, the concerns Netanyahu raises about Iran's previous nuclear program were the exact reasons why the international community negotiated an agreement to limit the country's nuclear capabilities in the first place. Netanyahu revealed nothing that indicates Iran is not upholding its obligations under the nuclear deal, Parsi said in a statement following the Israeli Prime Minister's speech. Netanyahu's desperation to kill the Iran deal and drag the United States into war with Iran was on full display today. Netanyahu played a key role in helping con American people into the war with Iraq and is now pulling out all the stops to do the same with Iran. And Tetra Parsi tweeted this out. He said, rather than aiming to impact the IAEA and the JCPOA signatories, Netanyahu's aim was to give Trump a false basis to exit the Iran deal without paying the cost. Instead, Trump will argue that he has no choice to quit the deal because Iran is cheating despite absence of real evidence, just like the chemical weapons in Syria. Responding to Netanyahu's performance on Monday, Federica Mogherini, High Representative of the European Union for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, said the Prime Minister's speech has not put into question Iran's compliance with a nuclear deal. Medea Benjamin, co-founder of the anti-war group Code Pink, argued in a series of tweets on Monday that Netanyahu's remarks were an effort to both distract from Israel's killing of the terrible siege of Gaza and undermine an agreement international analysts say has been very effective. The U.S., Israel, and Saudi Arabia are setting the scene for war. They are filling in the justifications to fit a preordained conclusion, just like before with the invasion of Iraq. Benjamin told Common Dreams in an email, Trump has Pompeo and Bolton ready to sell war. And war is a great distraction from domestic troubles. Domestically, folks, it's the economy. Domestically, this is the biggest problem on the radar screen in this country. Has been for 10 years, still remains the same today. By the way, when this accord was announced last Friday between North and South Korea, you know what happened to the stocks for the big four weapons makers? They took a big dive. Their stock prices started to drop measurably. Jeez, all that over peace. That somebody's stock goes south because, well, there's not going to be more threat of war. No more new weapons being developed and sold at ever-escalating cost. And, well, jeez, they had a setback. Now, while Netanyahu's speech did little to convince experts and independent commentators that Iran is failing to live up to its commitments under the nuclear deal, the presentation certainly reached its intended audience. During a news conference with the president of Nigeria on Monday, Trump declared that Netanyahu's performance demonstrates that he's been 100% right in his criticism of the nuclear accord. See how perfectly that dovetails into each other? Wow. Wow. So, Netanyahu does his dog and pony show intended. Its target was the American media and its audience. And Trump was right there to put the blessings on it. Yep. 100%. 100% right. What, Donald, like you were 100% right about the chemical weapons that Assad was using against his own people? Just as you were right on that one? The deadline for Trump to rectify the nuclear agreement is May 12th. And many believe the president will decide to withdraw from the deal. And in recent weeks, both Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and Foreign Minister Javad Mohammad Zarif have reminded the international community that their country has no desire and no plans to build a nuclear weapon. With or without the nuclear deal, Iran does not seek to acquire weapons of mass destruction, Rouhani said in a televised speech last week. And again, folks, think about this. They're going to develop a couple of weapons to do what? To give Israel the excuse to wipe them off the map? Seriously? Really? Wow. How intuitive you people are. In his response to Benjamin Netanyahu, his speech on Monday, Parsi of the NIAC argued, it's hard to believe it is a coincidence that Netanyahu's announcement comes on the heels of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's meeting with the Prime Minister. Trump's war cabinet has not even been in place for a week, but is already setting the stage for an all-out regional war.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
And, of course, the IAEA, which was said that, there's nuclear stuff going on. And no, I said that was a lie, and it is. The International Atomic Energy Agency says it has no credible evidence Iran was working on developing a nuclear explosive device after 2009. And that the UN's nuclear watchdog considered the issue closed after it was presented in a report in December of 2015. The 2015 report stated that the agency had no credible indications of activities in Iran relevant to the development of nuclear explosive devices after 2009. And again, Stuxnet, they destroyed the centrifuges in Iran. Based on the Director General's report, the Board of Governors declared that it is its consideration of this issue was closed. They made that statement today. In line with the standard IAEA practice, they evaluate all safeguards, relevant information available to it. However, it is not the practice of the IAEA to publicly discuss issues related to any such information. But their statement comes after Israel's prime minister said on April 30th that Israel had documents that showed new proof of the Iranian nuclear weapons plan that could be activated at any time. By the way, the UN has asked Benjamin Netanyahu and his little merry band of renowned offensive soldiers over there. Quit killing Palestinians. Quit shooting them. Quit murdering them. Another deflection for them. Under the agreement in 2015 with world leaders, Iran curbed its enrichment of uranium for nuclear fuel to ease concerns it could be put to use in developing bomb materials. In return, Tehran won relief from most international sanctions. Since then, UN nuclear inspectors have repeatedly reported that Iran is heeding the terms of the deal. European states have dismissed the significance of the documents, while the United States welcomed them as evidence of Iranian lies. Wow. Iran has accused Netanyahu of being an infamous liar over the allegations, which comes, and I read you, year after year after year. Yeah, they're a couple of years away. Oh, they're months. Oh, no, no. Yeah. Iran has accused Netanyahu of being an infamous liar over the allegations, which comes as the United States is considering whether to pull out of an atomic accord with Tehran, which has always rejected allegations that it sought a nuclear weapon, insisting its atomic program was solely for civilian purposes. The documents show that Iran has a secret nuclear weapons program for years. While it was denying it was pursuing such weapons, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said late on April 30th as he returned to Washington from a trip to Europe and the Middle East. What this means is Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with the world powers was not constructed on a foundation of good faith or transparency. It was built on Iran's lies, Pompeo said, adding that the trove of documents Israel said it had obtained on Iran's so-called Project Ahmad to develop nuclear weapons before 2004 contain new information. The Iranians have consistently taken a position that they've never had a program like this. This will belie any notion that there wasn't a program, Pompeo said. Netanyahu made his dramatic announcement less than 2 weeks before the May 12th deadline for U.S. President Donald Trump to decide whether he will withdraw from the deal, which requires Iran to curb some of its nuclear activities, as I said before. Now, Reuters reported on May 1st that, according to the senior Israeli official, Netanyahu informed Trump about the evidence during a meeting in Washington on March 5th, and that the U.S. president agreed Israel would publish the information before the May 12th deadline. So it was a pre-planned lie. On May 1st, interview with CNN, Netanyahu said he did not seek war with Iran, but it was Tehran that's changing the rules in the region. Oh, boy. By way of deception. Iranian Foreign Minister spokesman Bahram Qasemi said in a statement on May 1st today that accusations Tehran lied about the nuclear ambitions were worn out, useless, and shameful, and came from a broken, infamous liar who had nothing to offer except lies and deceit. How convenient, coordinated timing of alleged intelligence revelations, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said on Tuesday today, adding that the Israeli claims were ridiculous and a rehash of old allegations. European powers also said they were not impressed by the nearly 55,000 documents that Netanyahu claimed would prove that Iran once planned to develop the equivalent of 5 Hiroshima bombs to be put on ballistic missiles. We have never been naive about Iran and its nuclear intentions, a British government spokesman said, adding that that was why the nuclear agreement contained a regime to inspect suspected Iranian nuclear sites that is one of the most extensive and robust in history of international nuclear accords. Really? Wow. It remains a vitally important way of independently verifying that Iran is adhering to the deal and Iran's nuclear program is extensively peaceful, the British spokesman said. Britain, France, and Germany are the 3 European powers that signed a deal, along with Russia, China, and the United States. European officials said the documents provided by Israel contain no evidence that Iran continued to develop nuclear weapons after that 2015 deal was done. So they indirectly confirm that Iran is complying with the deal. France's foreign minister said on May 1st that the Israeli information could be a basis for long-term monitoring of Tehran's nuclear activities, as the information provided the need to ensure the nuclear deal and UN inspectors remain. And they have. They've gone hither and yon over there. They come and go as they please. A German government spokesman said Berlin will analyze the materials provided by Israel, but added the documents demonstrate why the nuclear deal with its mandatory inspections must be maintained. And you know what, folks, seriously, that's all that has to be done at this point. Prove them to be liars. Continue the inspections. You saw what happened to the inspectors when they tried to go into Ghouta in Syria. Saddam Hussein's gassing his own people. It wasn't even a good lie. Hosing children off and making them cry with cold water and scaring the crap out of them with alerts going off all around them and men shouting. There was no gas attack. Assad didn't kill anybody with chemical or biological weapons. Nobody. And the inspectors went in. Guess what they found? Absolutely nothing. Why? Because it was a lie. You know, if this continues, maybe good old France and England might go, you know what? I think the deep state over in the United States is setting us up for some bad stuff. Let's back away from this. And by the way, if there is an agreement that was made between several countries, Donald Trump pulling out of that, is that going to quash the deal? Or I suspect what's going to happen is the UN inspectors and the IAEA will continue its inspections in Iran. So I guess here we go again. We'll just single-handedly go out, march out, make a declaration, shroud it with a bunch of secrecy, and boldly lace it with all kinds of lies, and then just move ahead and just start attacking Iran. Which, by the way, Israel's doing right now. So many lies and so many liars. Around the world, by the way, there's backlash against Israel from them taking pot shots and killing unarmed Palestinians. They're doing nothing but demonstrating on their side of the wall. That's right, in their little pig pen that the Israelis created for them. Carol in Idaho. Hello, Carol.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Thank you. Hi. I don't get it, John. I just don't get it. Shouldn't this planet be living by the rule of what's fair is fair? I mean, how is it that certain nations can have weapons up the yin-yang, and yet we say that this nation or that nation doesn't have the right to develop their own self-defense? I just don't get. Where does the authority come from that we can tell one nation, oh, you're a rogue nation, you can't defend yourself, or you can't be trusted?
There is none.
Then why do we... Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say there is none. What we have is a revamped version of what happened in Vietnam, Korea. We then set about to, well, link arms and make treaties with other countries and to build a coalition. And this coalition, as long as they get together and all agree, then they can do whatever the hell they want to do. There is no international law anymore. There is no, nobody is being brought up on criminal charges from the international courts, or at least they're not making them stick. And they're going, Carol, they're going to do whatever the hell they want to do. They cook up the entire thing and just go ahead and do it. And there's nothing there to stop them, because if you notice, It's the biggest nuclear powers on Earth that are doing it in the first place, and who the hell is going to challenge that? Because they're deathly afraid that we might find an excuse, cook up a bunch of lies, and go attack them next.
Why aren't they embarrassed to even take that stance? You know,
they're on a mission here, and people have been asking me lately, you know, who the hell are these people and why are they thinking? These people that are doing this, they think they're in the right because they're working for a greater good. So the end justifies the means, including lying, murdering people, breaking international law, breaking the banks in the respective countries. They don't care. They do not care.
And there goes Donald Trump again. I'm sorry, but I think he's following somebody else's drummer.
You can say Bush if you want to.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, thanks, John, for taking...
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol.
Appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, who's to stop them? Our opinion doesn't count. Yeah, take a look at the polls inside the countries run by the crooked medias. Oh, we're for it. No, we're against it. No, we're for it. No, we're against it. The one thing I do know, the polls recently taken about politics in America... Oh, my God. Lowest level, people just do not trust anything that anybody is saying that's coming out of Washington. There is a complete break of trust with our government. So, having said that, it doesn't matter if we keep lying. They hate us anyhow. You know, they're drawing up this us and them thing, only them is us, and us is the U.S. government. It is clear that the international community has doubts that Iran was carrying out an exclusively peaceful nuclear program, the spokesman said from Berlin. It was for this reason the nuclear accord was signed in 2015. Now, Netanyahu, this is an interesting dynamic. What do you think the relationship is between Vladimir Putin and Benjamin Netanyahu? Netanyahu also spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin on April 30th, who afterwards said in a statement issued by the Kremlin that the nuclear deal remains of paramount importance to the international stability and security and must be strictly observed by all of its signatories. The White House welcomed the Israeli announcement, saying that Tel Aviv had uncovered a new and compelling detail about Tehran's effort to develop missile-deliverable nuclear weapons. The White House said the United States has long known Iran had a robust clandestine nuclear weapons program that it has tried and failed to hide from the world and from its own people. The jousting over Israeli announcement came as Trump repeated his strong opposition to the deal, which he called a horrible agreement. What's so horrible about it? I've not heard him say really anything of any substance of why that deal is so bad. If you've got IAEA inspectors running all around Iran and they're looking for labs and nuclear facilities and whatever and they don't find, what more do you want out of an accord that Iran said, hey, you want to look? Come in and take a look. Fred in Michigan. Jeez, old Pete. Fred in Michigan.
Yeah, John. Donald a year ago did declare boldly that Israel is our best buddy, our greatest ally. We have to defend them no matter what. And so is the CIA. He loves the CIA. Undying... blind faith, loyalty.
Fred, stop a second here, because I'm getting horrible feedback on this end. Are you on a speakerphone?
Is this better?
I don't know. You just said three words. Speak again so I can tell you.
Okay, is this better?
That is 100% better. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so the Donald a year ago publicly, boldly declared Israel is our greatest ally, our best buddy. So is CIA Mossad. He pledged his undying allegiance, loyalty to these entities. Then I saw on YouTube...
Wait a minute. Fred, before you continue, let me ask you a question. You just said the same thing I've been asking the question about, is why is Israel such a fast friend of the United States? Did Donald Trump cite any reasons why Israel is our best bud and pal?
He did say, he gave a clue, when he declared publicly, I am a globalist, but I'm also a nationalist.
Okay, hold the phone here, Fred. I've got to take a break. I skipped the bottom of the hour break this hour. Hang on. 800-313-9443. Supporting the biggest lies out there. Donald J., what are you up to?
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. By the way, Fred, Trump said in 7 years that deal would have expired and Iran is free to go ahead and create nuclear weapons. That is not acceptable. They have not been doing that. And no. He just said that they have not been doing that. The observers have said they are not doing that.
Yes. John, it's the same thing. When was it? 2012, the retired directors of major intel agencies, including Mossad, CIA, State Department, at all. I think even MI6, they all said in agreement, there is no nuclear weapons program, R&D, in Iran. As you already elucidated, the various religious ethnicities in Iran are living peacefully in harmony, just as they have been in Syria.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the deal here? Well, the deal is, John, as I saw on YouTube, and Brendan O'Connell even mentioned this in his YouTube presentation entitled Cold War Theater, we are watching the satanic Talmudic Zohar communitarian secret society Cold War Theater being played out with the three amigos, Putin, Trump, Netanyahu. And when I saw the presentation, Trump is the swamp, Trump's elite Jewish mafia, it all adds up, man. It's all there in that.
Fred, you're one of the biggest, not adherent to Israel, but the objectors to Israel.
Yeah, yeah.
I think this is just part of the PNAC plan. Wolfowitz and the boys, this is continuing. And the last two countries that have got to go down is Syria and Iran.
And John, you know what? In 1928, in Synagogue of Satan by Hitchcock, there is a letter in the La Revue de Paris. It's a Rothschild French magazine. And in 1928, a letter from Karl Marx to, I guess it was Baruch Levy, is stating that all the great republics of the planet will fall one by one, and they delineated the blueprint. So that's what we're witnessing, and it's because the chosen people. I heard a guy, Mark, in Las Vegas call a late-night talk broadcast a couple years ago because a Christian guy, a professor at some major university, wrote a book, The Evolution Delusion. The Evolution Delusion. Bo Kirkwood. So this guy, Mark, in Las Vegas, they give this guy 16 minutes of airtime to vociferously attack this guy because he said, Mark in Las Vegas said, I am a Talmudic Jew, we are God's chosen people, and only we are endowed with the special knowledge to ascertain all truth and wisdom, and I declare that this man in his book is a fraud, junk science. Well, that's what they're doing. Look at this presentation. It's not long. It says APAC, Alan Zabrowski, APAC. What treason looks like. APAC, what treason looks like, and also America, Israel's whore.
Man. By the way, got an email from David. Mike Adams was on InfoWars today, and they got together, and they're calling Iran a bunch of liars, and Israel's right, and Netanyahu's right. My God. My God.
Unbelievable.
It is. Thanks, Fred, for your call. I appreciate it very much. Jeff in Georgia, Scott in California, John in Michigan, Rick in Arizona, and others will get to your calls. Top of the hour break here. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. This is the National Intel Report. Cannot be bought or sold. Not like others that I have known. We'll be back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.